Thank you for listening to this free audiobook created by Project Gutenberg and Microsoft AI. To learn more about the project or give feedback on the quality of a recording, please visit aka.ms/audiobook.
The Tempest by William Shakespeare. Act 1. Scene I. On a ship at sea, a tempestuous noise of thunder and lightning heard. Enter a shipmaster and a boatswain severally. Shipmaster. Boatswain. Master. Boatswain. Boatswain. Here, master, what cheer? Master. Good. Speak to the mariners, fall to T'Yarly, or we run ourselves aground, bestir, bestir. Exit. Enter mariners. Mariners. Boatswain. Hey, my hearts! Cheerly, cheerly, my hearts! Yar, yar! Take in the topsail. Tend to th master's whistle. Blow till thou burst thy wind, if room enough. Enter Alonso, Sebastian, Antonio, Ferdinand, Gonzalo, and others. Alonso, Sebastian, Antonio, Ferdinand, Gonzalo. Alonso. Good boatswain, have care. Where's the master? Play the men. Boatswain. I pray now keep below. Antonio. Where is the master, boatswain? Boatswain. Do you not hear him? You mar our labor. Keep your cabins. You do assist the storm. Gonzalo. Nay, good, be patient. Boatswain. When the sea is. Hence. What cares these roarers for the name of king? To cabin. Silence. Trouble us not. Gonzalo. Good, yet remember whom thou hast aboard. Boatswain. None that I more love than myself. You are a counselor. If you can command these elements to silence, and work the peace of the present, we will not hand a rope more. Use your authority. If you cannot, give thanks you have lived so long, and make yourself ready in your cabin for the mischance of the hour. If it so hap dot, cheerly, good hearts, out of our way, I say. Exit. Gonzalo. I have great comfort from this fellow. Methinks he hath no drowning mark upon him. His complexion is perfect gallows. Stand fast, good fate, to his hanging. Make the rope of his destiny our cable, for our own doth little advantage. If he be not born to be hanged, our case is miserable. Exeunt. Re-enter boatswain. 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 Down with the topmast. Yar. Lower, lower. Bring her to try yth main course. A cry within. A plague upon this howling. They are louder than the weather or our office. Enter Sebastian, Antonio, and Gonzalo. Sebastian, Antonio. Gonzalo. Yet again. What do you hear? Shall we give o'er and drown? Have you a mind to sink? Sebastian. A pox o' your throat, you bawling, blasphemous, incharitable dog. Boatswain. Work you then? Antonio. Hang, cur, hang, you whore son, insolent noisemaker. We are less afraid to be drowned than thou art. Gonzalo. I'll warrant him for drowning, though the ship were no stronger than a nutshell, and as leaky as an unstanched wench. Boatswain. Lay her a-hold, a-hold. Set her two courses, off to sea again, lay her off. Enter mariners, wet. Mariners. Mariners. All lost. To prayers, to prayers. All lost. Exeunt. Boatswain. What, must our mouths be cold? Gonzalo. The king and prince at prayers. Let's assist them, for our case is as theirs. Sebastian. I am out of patience. Antonio. We are merely cheated of our lives by drunkards. This white-chapped rascal, would thou mightst lie drowning the washing of 10 tides? Gonzalo. He'll be hanged yet, though every drop of water swear against it, and gape at wits to glut him. A confused noise within. Mercy on us! We split, we split! Farewell, my wife and children! Farewell, brother! We split, we split, we split! Antonio. Let's all sink yth king. Exit. Sebastian. Let's take leave of him. Exit. Gonzalo. Now would I give 1,000 furlongs of sea for an acre of barren ground. Longheath, brown fur is anything. The wills above be done, but I would fain die a dry death. Exit. Scene 2. The island. Before the cell of Prospero. Enter Prospero and Miranda. Prospero. Miranda. Miranda. If by your art, my dearest father, you have put the wild waters in this roar, allay them. The sky, it seems, would pour down stinking pitch, but that the sea, mounting to T.H. Welkin's cheek, dashes the fire out. Oh! I have suffered with those that I saw suffer. A brave vessel, who had, no doubt, some noble creature in her, dashed all to pieces. Oh, the cry did knock against my very heart. Poor souls, they perished. Had I been any god of power, I would have sunk the sea within the earth, or ere it should the good ship so have swallowed and the frauding souls within her. Prospero. Be collected, no more amazement, tell your piteous heart there's no harm done. Miranda. Oh, woe the day! Prospero. No harm. I have done nothing but in care of thee, my dear one, thee, my daughter, who art ignorant of what thou art, not knowing of whence I am, nor that I am more better than Prospero, master of a full poor cell, and thy no greater father. Miranda. More to know did never meddle with my thoughts. Prospero. 'Tis time I should inform thee farther. Lend thy hand, and pluck my magic garment from me. So. Lays down his mantle. Lie there, my art. Wipe thou thine eyes, have comfort. The direful spectacle of the rack, which touched the very virtue of compassion in thee, I have with such provision in mine art so safely ordered that there is no soul, no, not so much perdition as an hair betid to any creature in the vessel which thou heardst cry, which thou sawst sink. Sit down, for thou must now know farther. Miranda. You have often begun to tell me what I am, but stopped, and left me to a bootless inquisition, concluding. Stay, not yet. Prospero. The hour's now come, the very minute bids thee ope thine ear, obey, and be attentive. Canst thou remember a time before we came unto this cell? I do not think thou canst, for then thou wast not out 3 years old. Miranda. Certainly, sir, I can. Prospero. By what? By any other house or person? Of anything the image, tell me, that hath kept with thy remembrance. Miranda. 'Tis far off, and rather like a dream than an assurance that my remembrance warrants. Had I not 4 or 5 women once that tended me? Prospero. Thou hadst, and more, Miranda. But how is it that this lives in thy mind? What sayest thou else in the dark backward and abysm of time? If thou rememberest that ere thou camest here, how thou camest here, thou mayst. Miranda. But that I do not. Prospero. 12 years since, Miranda, 12 years since, thy father was the Duke of Milan, and a prince of power. Miranda. Sir, are not you my father? Prospero. Thy mother was a piece of virtue, and she said thou wast my daughter. And thy father was Duke of Milan, and his only heir and princess, no worse issued. Miranda. Oh, the heavens! What foul play had we that we came from thence? Or blessed was we did? Prospero. Both, both, my girl. By foul play, as thou sayst, were we heaved thence, but blessedly hold hither. Miranda. Oh, my heart bleeds to think, O.T.H.T. that I have turned you to, which is from my remembrance. Please you, father. Prospero. My brother and thy uncle, called Antonio, I pray thee, mark me, that a brother should be so perfidious, he whom next thyself of all the world I loved, and to him put the manage of my state, as at that time through all the signories it was the first, and Prospero the prime duke, being so reputed in dignity, and for the liberal arts, without a parallel, those being all my study, the government I cast upon my brother, and to my state grew stranger, being transported and wrapped in secret studies. Thy false uncle, dost thou attend me? Miranda. Sir, most heedfully. Prospero. Being once perfected how to grant suits, how to deny them, who to advance, and who to trash for overtopping, new created the creatures that were mine, I say, or charmed them, or else new formed them, having both the key of officer and office, set all hearts ith state to what tune pleased his ear, that now he was the ivy which had hid my princely trunk, and sucked my verdure out on tea. Thou attend'st not. Miranda.
Oh, good sir.
I do.
Prospero.
I pray thee mark me. I, thus neglecting worldly ends, all dedicated to closeness and the bettering of my mind with that which, but by being so retired, o'erpreized all popular rate, and my false brother awacked an evil nature, and my trust, like a good parent, did beget of him a falsehood in its contrary as great as my trust was, which had indeed no limit, a confidence sans bound. He being thus lorded, not only with what my revenue yielded, but what my power might else exact, like one who having into truth, by telling of it, made such a sinner of his memory, to credit his own lie, he did believe he was indeed the duke, out o' the substitution, and executing th outward face of royalty, with all prerogative. Hence his ambition growing, dost thou hear?
Miranda.
Your tale, sir, would cure deafness.
Prospero.
To have no screen between this part he played and him he played it for, he needs will be absolute Milan. Me, poor man, my library was dukedom large enough, of temporal royalties he thinks me now incapable, confederates, so dry he was for sway, yth king of Naples to give him annual tribute, do him homage, subject his coronet to his crown, and bend the dukedom, yet unbowed, alas, poor Milan, to most ignoble stooping.
Miranda.
Oh, the heavens!
Prospero.
Mark his condition, and the event, then tell me if this might be a brother.
Miranda.
I should sin to think but nobly of my grandmother. Good wombs have borne bad sons.
Prospero.
Now the condition. This king of Naples, being an enemy to me inveterate, hearkens my brother's suit, which was, that he, in lieu oth premises of homage and I know not how much tribute, should presently extirpate me and mine out of the dukedom, and confer fair Milan, with all the honors on my brother, whereon, a treacherous army levied, one midnight fated to th purpose, did Antonio open the gates of Milan, and, ith dead of darkness, the ministers for th purpose hurried thence me, and thy crying self.
Miranda.
Alack, for pity! I, not remembering how I cried out then, will cry it o'er again, it is a hint that rings mine eyes to tea.
Prospero.
Hear a little further, and then I'll bring thee to the present business which now's upon us, without the which this story were most impertinent.
Miranda.
Wherefore did they not that hour destroy us?
Prospero.
Well demanded, wench, my tale provokes that question. Dear, they durst not, so dear the love my people bore me, nor set a mark so bloody on the business, but with colors fairer painted their foul ends. In few, they hurried us aboard a bark, bore us some leagues to sea, where they prepared a rotten carcass of a butt, not rigged, nor tackle, sail, nor mast. The very rats instinctively have quit it. There they hoist us, to cry to th sea, that roared to us, to sigh to th winds, whose pity, sighing back again, did us but loving wrong.
Miranda.
Alack, what trouble was I then to you?
Prospero.
Oh, a cherubim thou wast that did preserve me. Thou didst smile, infused with a fortitude from heaven, when I have decked the sea with drops full salt, under my burden groaned, which riced in me an undergoing stomach, to bear up against what should ensue.
Miranda.
How came we ashore?
Prospero.
By providence divine. Some food we had and some fresh water that a noble Neapolitan, Gonzalo, out of his charity, who being then appointed master of this design, did give us, with rich garments, linens, stuffs, and necessaries, which since have stead much. So, of his gentleness, knowing I loved my books, he furnished me from mine own library with volumes that I prize above my dukedom.
Miranda.
Would I might but ever see that man.
Prospero.
Now I arise. Sit still, and hear the last of our sea sorrow. Here in this island we arrived, and here have I, thy schoolmaster, made thee more profit than other princes can, that have more time for vainer hours, and tutors not so careful.
Miranda.
Heavens thank you for tea. And now I pray you, sir, for still 'tis beating in my mind, your reason for raising this sea storm?
Prospero.
No thus far forth. By accident most strange, bountiful fortune, now my dear lady, hath mine enemies brought to this shore, and by my prescience I find my zenith doth depend upon a most auspicious star, whose influence if now I court not but omit, my fortunes will ever after droop. Here cease more questions, thou art inclined to sleep, 'tis a good dullness, and give it way. I know thou canst not choose.
Miranda sleeps.
Miranda. Come away, servant, come.
I am ready now.
Approach, my Ariel.
Come.
Enter Ariel.
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 All hail, great master.
Grave sir, hail. I come to answer thy best pleasure. Be to fly, to swim, to dive into the fire, to ride on the curled clouds, to thy strong bidding task Ariel and all his quality.
Prospero.
Hast thou, spirit, performed to point the tempest that I bade thee?
Ariel.
To every article. I boarded the king's ship, now on the beak, now in the waist, the deck, in every cabin, I flammed amazement. Sometime I divide, and burn in many places, on the topmast, the yards, and boresprit, would I flame distinctly, then meet and join.
Jove's lightning, the precursors O.T.H. dreadful thunderclaps, more momentary and sight outrunning were not, the fire and cracks of sulfurous roaring the most mighty Neptune seemed to besiege and make his bold waves tremble,
yea, his dread trident shake.
Prospero.
My brave spirit! Who was so firm, so constant, that this coil would not infect his reason?
Ariel.
Not a soul but felt a fever of the mad, and played some tricks of desperation. All but mariners plunged in the foaming brine and quit the vessel, then all afire with me, the king's son, Ferdinand, with hair upstaring, then like reeds, not hair, was the first man that leapt,
cried,
hell is empty, and all the devils are here.
Prospero.
Why, that's my spirit. But was not this nigh shore?
Ariel.
Close by, my master.
Prospero.
But are they, Ariel, safe?
Ariel.
Not a hair perished, on their sustaining garments not a blemish, but fresher than before, and, as thou badst me, in troops I have dispersed them about the isle. The king's son have I landed by himself, whom I left cooling of the air with sighs in an odd angle of the isle, and sitting, his arms in this sad knot.
Prospero.
Of the king's ship the mariners, say how thou hast disposed, and all the rest O.T.H. fleet?
Ariel.
Safely in harbor is the king's ship, in the deep nook, where once thou called the ST me up at midnight to fetch dew from the still Vexpermuths. There she's hid, the mariners all under hatches stowed, who, with a charm joined to their suffered labor, I have left asleep, and for the rest O.T.H. fleet, which I dispersed, they all have met again, and are upon the Mediterranean float bound sadly home for Naples, supposing that they saw the king's ship racked, and his great person perish.
Prospero.
Ariel, thy charge exactly is performed, but there's more work. What is the time O.T.H. day?
Ariel.
Past the mid-season.
Prospero.
At least 2 glasses. The time twixt 6 and now must by us both be spent most preciously.
Ariel.
Is there more toil?
Since thou dost give me pains, let me remember thee what thou hast promised, which is not yet performed me.
Prospero.
How now?
Moody?
What is thou canst demand?
Ariel.
My liberty.
Prospero.
Before the time be out?
No more.
Ariel.
I prithee, remember I have done thee worthy service, told thee no lies, made no mistakings, served without or grudge or grumblings. Thou didst promise to bait me a full year.
Prospero.
Dost thou forget from what a torment I did free thee?
Ariel.
No.
Prospero.
Thou dost, and think'st it much to tread the ooze of the salt deep, to run upon the sharp wind of the north, to do me business in the veins O.T.H. earth when it is balked with frost.
Ariel.
I do not, sir.
Prospero.
Thou least, malignant thing. Hast thou forgot the foul witch Sycorax, who with age and envy was grown into a hoop? Hast thou forgot her?
Ariel.
No, sir.
Prospero.
Thou hast.
Where was she born?
Speak, tell me.
Ariel.
Sir, in Argier.
Prospero.
Oh, was she so? I must once in a month recount what thou hast been, which thou forget'st.
This damned witch Sycorax, for mischiefs manifold, and sorceries terrible to enter human hearing, from Argier, thou knowest, was banished. For one thing she did, they would not take her life. Is not this true?
Ariel.
Aye, sir.
Prospero.
This bluey-wide hag was hither brought with child, and here was left by TH sailors.
Thou, my slave, as thou reports thyself, wast then her servant, and for thou wast a spirit too delicate to act her earthy and abhorred commands, refusing her grand hests, she did confine thee, by help of her more potent ministers, and in her most unmitigable rage, into a cloven pine, within which rift imprisoned, thou didst painfully remain a dozen years, within which space she died, and left thee there, where thou didst vent thy groans as fast as millwheels strike. Then was this island, save for the son that she did litter here, a freckled whelp, hag-born, not honored with a human shape.
Ariel.
Yes, Caliban her son.
Prospero.
Dull thing, I say so, he, that Caliban, whom now I keep in service. Thou best know'st what torment I did find thee in. Thy groans did make wolves howl, and penetrate the breasts of ever-angry bears. It was a torment to lay upon the damned, which Sycorax could not again undo. It was mine art, when I arrived and heard thee, that made gape the pine, and let thee out.
Ariel.
I thank thee, master.
Prospero.
If thou more murmurst, I will rend an oak and peg thee in his knotty entrails till thou hast howled away 12 winters.
Ariel.
Pardon, master, I will be correspondent to command, and do my spriting gently.
Prospero.
Do so, and after 2 days I will discharge thee.
Ariel.
That's my noble master.
What shall I do?
Say what?
What shall I do?
Prospero.
Go make thyself like a nymph, O.T.H.C. Be subject to no sight but thine and mine, invisible to every eyeball else.
Go, take this shape, and hither come in tea. Go, hence with diligence.
Exit Ariel.
Ariel.
Awake, dear heart, awake.
Thou hast slept well, awake.
Miranda.
Waking. The strangeness of your story put heaviness in me.
Prospero.
Shake it off.
Come on, we'll visit Caliban my slave, who never yields us kind answer.
Miranda.
Tis a villain, sir, I do not love to look on.
Prospero.
But as tis, we cannot miss him. He does make our fire, fetch in our wood, and serves in offices that profit us.
What ho?
Slave.
Caliban.
Thou earth, thou.
Speak.
Caliban.
Within. There's wood enough within.
Prospero.
Come forth, I say. There's other business for thee.
Come, thou tortoise.
When?
Re-enter Ariel like a water nymph.
Ariel.
Fine apparition.
My quaint Ariel, hark in thine ear.
Ariel.
My lord, it shall be done.
Exit.
Prospero.
Thou poisonous slave, got by the devil himself upon thy wicked dam, come forth.
Enter Caliban.
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 As wicked do as e'er my mother brushed with raven's feather from unwholesome fin drop on you both. A southwest blow on ye, and blister you all o'er.
Prospero.
For this, be sure, tonight thou shalt have cramps, side stitches that shall pen thy breath up. Urchins shall forth at vast of night that they may work all exercise on thee. Thou shalt be pinched as thick as honeycomb, each pinch more stinging than bees that made them.
Caliban.
I must eat my dinner.
This island's mine, by Sycorax my mother, which thou taxed from me. When thou camest first, thou strokest me and made much of me. Wouldst give me water with berries and tea, and teach me how to name the bigger light, and how the less, that burn by day and night, and then I love thee. And showed thee all the qualities O.T.H. Isle, the fresh springs, brine pits, barren place, and fertile.
Curse be I that did so.
All the charms of Sycorax, toads, beetles, bats, light on you. For I am all the subjects that you have, which first was mine own king, and here you sty me in this hard rock, whiles you do keep from me the rest O.T.H. Island.
Prospero.
Thou most lying slave, whom stripes may move, not kindness. I have us thee, filth as thou art, with human care, and elodged thee in mine own cell, till thou didst seek to violate the honor of my child.
Caliban.
Oh ho! Oh ho! Would tea had been done!
Thou didst prevent me. I had peopled else this isle with Calibans.
Prospero.
Abhorred slave, which any print of goodness wilt not take, being capable of all ill. I pitied thee, took pains to make thee speak, taught thee each hour one thing or other, when thou didst not, savage, know thine own meaning, but wouldst gabble like a thing most brutish, I endowed thy purposes with words that made them known. But thy vile race, though thou didst learn, had that in thee which good natures could not abide to be with. Therefore wast thou deservedly confined into this rock, who hadst deserved more than a prison.
Caliban.
You taught me language, and my profit on thee is, I know how to curse. The red plague rid you, for learning me your language.
Prospero.
Hagseed, hence. Fetch us in fuel, and be quick, thou art ye best, to answer other business.
Shrugst thou malice?
If thou neglect'st, or dost unwillingly what I command, I'll rack thee with old cramps, fill all thy bones with aches, make thee roar, that beast shall tremble at thy din.
Caliban.
No, pray thee.
Aside, I must obey.
His art is of such power, it would control my dam's god, Setebos, and make a vassal of him.
Prospero.
So, slave, hence.
Exit Caliban.
Caliban. Re-enter Ariel, playing and singing, Ferdinand following.
Ariel.
Ferdinand.
Ariel's song.
Come unto these yellow sands, and then take hands, curtsied when you have, and kiss the wild waves' whist. Foot it featly here and there, and sweet sprites bear the burden.
Hark, hark.
Burden dispersely.
Bow wow.
The watch dogs bark.
Burden dispersely.
Bow wow.
Hark, hark.
I hear the strain of strutting chanticleer cry cock-a-diddle-dow.
Ferdinand.
Where should this music be?
Ith air or th earth?
It sounds no more, and sure it waits upon some god Oth island. Sitting on a bank, weeping again the king my father's rack, this music crept by me upon the waters, allaying both their fury and my passion with its sweet air. Thence I have followed it, or it hath drawn me rather, but 'tis gone.
No, it begins again.
Ariel.
Sings.
Full fathom five thy father lies. Of his bones are coral made. Those are pearls that were his eyes. Nothing of him that doth fade but doth suffer a sea change into something rich and strange. Sea nymphs hourly ring his knell, burden, ding-dong.
Hark!
Now I hear them, ding-dong bell.
Ferdinand.
The ditty does remember my drowned father. This is no mortal business, nor no sound that the earth owes. I hear it now above me.
Prospero.
The fringed curtains of thine eye advance, and say what thou sayest yond.
Miranda.
What is't?
A spirit?
Lord, how it looks about.
Believe me, sir, it carries a brave form.
But 'tis a spirit.
Prospero.
No, wench, it eats and sleeps and hath such senses as we have, such. This gallant which thou sayest was in the rack, and, but he's something stained with grief, that's beauty's canker, thou mightst call him a goodly person, he hath lost his fellows and strays about to find him.
Miranda.
I might call him a thing divine, for nothing natural I ever saw so noble.
Prospero.
Aside, it goes on, I see, as my soul prompts it.
Spirit, fine spirit.
I'll free thee within 2 days for this.
Ferdinand.
Most sure, the goddess on whom these airs attend. Vouchsafe, my prayer may know if you remain upon this island, and that you will some good instruction give how I may bear me here. My prime request, which I do last pronounce, is, oh, you wonder, if you be maid or no?
Miranda.
No wonder, sir, but certainly a maid.
Ferdinand.
My language?
Heavens!
I am the best of them that speak this speech, were I but where 'tis spoken.
Prospero.
How?
The best?
What wert thou, if the king of Naples heard thee?
Ferdinand.
A single thing, as I am now, that wonders to hear thee speak of Naples.
He does hear me, and that he does I weep, myself am Naples, who with mine eyes, never since at ebb, beheld the king my father racked.
Miranda.
Alack, for mercy.
Ferdinand.
Yes, faith, and all his lords, the Duke of Milan, and his brave son being twain. Prospero. Aside, the Duke of Milan and his more braver daughter could control thee, if now 'twere fit to do't. At the first sight they have changed eyes. Delicate Ariel, I'll set thee free for this. To Ferdinand, a word, good sir. I fear you have done yourself some wrong, a word.
Miranda.
Why speaks my father so ungently? This is the third man that e'er I saw, the first that e'er I sight for. Pity move my father to be inclined my way.
Ferdinand.
Oh, if a virgin, and your affection not gone forth, I'll make you the queen of Naples.
Prospero.
Soft, sir, one word more. Aside, they are both in either's powers. But this swift business I must an easy make, lest too light winning make the prize light.
To Ferdinand, one word more.
I charge thee that thou attend me. Thou dost here usurp the name thou owest not, and hast put thyself upon this island as a spy, to win it from me, the Lord Anti.
Ferdinand.
No, as I am a man.
Miranda.
There's nothing ill can dwell in such a temple. If the ill spirit have so fair a house, good things will strive to dwell with thee.
Prospero.
To Ferdinand.
Follow me, dot,
to Miranda. Speak not you for him, he's a traitor.
To Ferdinand.
Come, I'll manacle thy neck and feet together. Sea water shalt thou drink. Thy food shall be the fresh brook mussels, withered roots, and husks wherein the acorn cradled.
Follow.
Ferdinand.
No,
I will resist such entertainment till mine enemy has more power. He draws, and is charmed from moving.
Miranda.
O dear father, make not too rash a trial of him, for he's gentle, and not fearful.
Prospero.
What? I say, my foot, my tutor? Put thy sword up, traitor. Who makes the show, but dar'st not strike, thy conscience is so possessed with guilt. Come from thy ward, for I can here disarm thee with this stick and make thy weapon drop.
Miranda.
Beseech you, father.
Prospero.
Hence. Hang not on my garments.
Miranda.
Sir, have pity, I'll be his surety.
Prospero.
Silence. One word more shall make me chide thee, if not hate thee.
What?
An advocate for an impostor?
Hush.
Thou think'st there is no more such shapes as he, having seen but him and Caliban, foolish wench. To th most of men this is a Caliban, and they to him are angels.
Miranda.
My affections are then most humble. I have no ambition to see a goodlier man.
Prospero.
To Ferdinand.
Come on, obey.
Thy nerves are in their infancy again, and have no vigor in them.
Ferdinand.
So they are, my spirits, as in a dream, are all bound up. My father's loss, the weakness which I feel, the rack of all my friends, nor this man's threats, to whom I am subdued, are but light to me. Might I but through my prison once a day behold this maid, all corners else O.T.H. earth let liberty make use of, space enough have I in such a prison.
Prospero.
Aside, it works.
To Ferdinand,
come on. Thou hast done well, fine Ariel.
To Ferdinand,
follow me.
To Ariel,
hark what thou else shalt do me.
Miranda.
Be of comfort. My father's of a better nature, sir, than he appears by speech. This is unwonted which now came from him.
Prospero.
Thou shalt be as free as mountain winds, but then exactly do all points of my command.
Ariel.
To th syllable.
Prospero.
To Ferdinand.
Come, follow.
Speak not for him.
Exeunt.
Act 2.
Scene I.
Another part of the island. Enter Alonso, Sebastian, Antonio, Gonzalo, Adrian, Francisco and others. Alonso, Sebastian, Antonio, Gonzalo, Adrian, Francisco.
Gonzalo.
Beseech you, sir, be merry. You have cause, so have we all, of joy, for our escape is much beyond our loss. Our hint of woe is common. Every day, some sailor's wife, the masters of some merchant and the merchant, have just our theme of woe. But for the miracle, I mean our preservation, few in millions can speak like us. Then wisely, good sir, weigh our sorrow with our comfort.
Alonso.
Prithee, peace.
Sebastian.
he receives comfort like cold porridge.
Antonio. The visitor will not give him o'er so.
Sebastian. Look, he's winding up the watch of his wit. By and by it will strike.
Gonzalo.
Sir.
Sebastian.
One tell.
Gonzalo.
When every grief is entertained that's offered, comes to the entertainer.
Sebastian.
A dollar.
Gonzalo.
Dolor comes to him, indeed, you have spoken truer than you purposed.
Sebastian.
You have taken it wiselier than I meant you should.
Gonzalo.
Therefore, my lord.
Antonio.
Fie, what a spendthrift is he of his tongue.
Alonso.
I prithee spare.
Gonzalo.
Well, I have done, but yet.
Sebastian.
He will be talking.
Antonio.
Which, of he or Adrian, for a good wager, first begins to crow?
Sebastian.
The old cock.
Antonio.
The cockerel.
Sebastian.
Done.
The wager?
Antonio.
A laughter.
Sebastian.
A match.
Adrian.
Though this island seem to be desert.
Antonio.
Ha ha ha.
Sebastian.
So.
You're paid.
Adrian.
Uninhabitable, and almost inaccessible.
Sebastian.
Yet.
Adrian.
Yet.
Antonio.
He could not miss T.
Adrian.
It must needs be of subtle, tender, and delicate temperance.
Antonio.
Temperance was a delicate wench.
Sebastian.
Aye, and a subtle, as he most learnedly delivered.
Adrian.
The air breathes upon us here most sweetly.
Sebastian.
As if it had lungs, and rotten ones.
Antonio.
Or as 'twere perfumed by a fin.
Gonzalo.
Here is everything advantageous to life.
Antonio.
True, save means to live.
Sebastian.
Of that there's none, or a little.
Gonzalo.
How lush and lusty the grass looks.
How green.
Antonio.
The ground indeed is tawny.
Sebastian.
With an eye of green it.
Antonio.
He misses not much.
Sebastian.
No, he doth but mistake the truth totally.
Gonzalo.
But the rarity of it is, which is indeed almost beyond credit.
Sebastian.
As many vouched rarities are.
Gonzalo.
That our garments, being, as they were, drenched in the sea, hold notwithstanding their freshness and glosses, being rather new dyed than stained with salt water.
Antonio.
If but one of his pockets could speak, would it not say he lies?
Sebastian.
Aye, or very falsely pocket up his report.
Gonzalo.
Methinks our garments are now as fresh as when we put them on first in Africa, at the marriage of the king's fair daughter Claribel to the king of Tunis.
Sebastian.
'Twas a sweet marriage, and we prosper well in our return.
Adrian.
Tunis was never graced before with such a paragon to their queen.
Gonzalo.
Not since Widow Dido's time.
Antonio.
Widow.
A pox o' that.
How came that widow in?
Widow Dido.
Sebastian.
What if he had said widower Aeneas too?
Good lord, how you take it?
Adrian.
Widow Dido said you?
You make me study of that. She was of Carthage, not of Tunis.
Gonzalo.
This Tunis, sir, was Carthage.
Adrian.
Carthage?
Gonzalo.
I assure you, Carthage.
Antonio.
His word is more than the miraculous harp.
Sebastian.
He hath riced the wall, and houses too.
Antonio.
What impossible matter will he make easy next?
Sebastian.
I think he will carry this island home in his pocket, and give it his son for an apple.
Antonio.
And, sowing the kernels of it in the sea, bring forth more islands.
Alonso.
Aye.
Antonio.
Why, in good time.
Gonzalo.
To Alonso. Sir, we were talking that our garments seem now as fresh as when we were at Tunis at the marriage of your daughter, who is now queen.
Antonio.
And the rarest that e'er came there.
Sebastian.
Bait, I beseech you, Widow Dido.
Antonio.
Oh.
Widow Dido.
Aye, Widow Dido.
Gonzalo. Is not, sir, my doublet as fresh as the first day I wore it?
I mean, in a sort.
Antonio. That sort was well fished for.
Gonzalo.
When I wore it at your daughter's marriage?
Alonso.
You cram these words into mine ears against the stomach of my sense. Would I had never married my daughter there. For, coming thence, my son is lost, and in my rate she too, who is so far from Italy removed, I ne'er again shall see her. O thou miner of Naples and of Milan, what strange fish hath made his meal on thee?
Francisco.
Sir, he may live. I saw him beat the surges under him, and ride upon their backs. He trod the water, whose enmity he flung aside, and breasted the surge most swoln that met him. His bold head bove the contentious waves he kept, and oared himself with his good arms and lusty stroke to th shore, that o'er his wave-worn basis bowed, as stooping to relieve him. I not doubt he came alive to land.
Alonso.
No, no, he's gone.
Sebastian.
Sir, you may thank yourself for this great loss, that would not bless our Europe with your daughter, but rather lose her to an African, where she, at least, is banished from your eye, who hath cause to wet the grief on thee.
Alonso.
Prithee, peace.
Sebastian.
You were kneeled to, and important otherwise by all of us, and the fair soul herself wait between loathness and obedience at which end O.T.H. beam should bow. We have lost your son, I fear, forever. Milan and Naples have more widows in them of this business making than we bring men to comfort them.
The fault's your own.
Alonso.
So is the dearest O.T.H. loss.
Gonzalo.
My lord Sebastian, the truth you speak doth lack some gentleness and time to speak it in. You rub the sore, when you should bring the plaster.
Sebastian.
Very well.
Antonio.
And most chirurgeonly.
Gonzalo.
It is foul weather in us all, good sir, when you are cloudy.
Sebastian.
Foul weather?
Antonio.
Very foul.
Gonzalo.
Had I plantation of this isle, my lord?
Antonio.
He'd sow tea with nettle seed.
Sebastian.
Or docks or mallows?
Gonzalo.
And were the king aunt, what would I do?
Sebastian.
Skate being drunk for want of wine.
Gonzalo.
ith commonwealth I would by contraries execute all things, for no kind of traffic would I admit, no name of magistrate, letters should not be known, riches, poverty, and use of service, none, contract, succession, born, bound of land, tilth, vineyard, none, no use of metal, corn, or wine, or oil, no occupation, all men idle, all, and women too, but innocent and pure, no sovereignty.
Sebastian.
Yet he would be king aunt.
Antonio.
The latter end of his commonwealth forgets the beginning.
Gonzalo.
All things in common nature should produce without sweat or endeavor, treason, felony, sword, pike, knife, gun, or need of any engine, would I not have, but nature should bring forth, of its own kind, all foison, all abundance, to feed my innocent people.
Sebastian.
No marrying among his subjects?
Antonio.
None, man, all idle, whores and knaves.
Gonzalo.
I would with such perfection govern, sir, he excelled the golden age.
Sebastian.
Save his majesty.
Antonio.
Long live Gonzalo.
Gonzalo.
And do you mark me, sir?
Alonso.
Prithee, no more, thou dost talk nothing to me.
Gonzalo.
I do well believe your highness, and did it to minister occasion to these gentlemen, who are of such sensible and nimble lungs that they always used to laugh at nothing.
Antonio.
'Twas you we laughed at.
Gonzalo.
Who in this kind of merry fooling am nothing to you?
So you may continue, and laugh at nothing still.
Antonio. What a blow was there given?
Sebastian.
And it had not fallen flat long.
Gonzalo.
You are gentlemen of brave metal. You would lift the moon out of her sphere, if she would continue in it 5 weeks without changing.
Enter Ariel, invisible, playing solemn music.
Ariel.
Sebastian.
We would so, and then go a bat fowling.
Antonio.
Nay, good my lord, be not angry.
Gonzalo.
No, I warned you.
I will not adventure my discretion so weakly. Will you laugh me asleep, for I am very heavy?
Antonio. Go sleep, and hear us. All sleep but Alonso, Sebastian, and Antonio.
Alonso. What, all so soon asleep?
I wish mine eyes would, with themselves, shut up my thoughts. I find they are inclined to do so.
Sebastian. Please you, sir, do not omit the heavy offer of it. It seldom visits sorrow. When it doth, it is a comforter.
Antonio.
We too, my lord, will guard your person while you take your rest, and watch your safety.
Alonso.
Thank you.
Wondrous heavy.
Alonso sleeps.
Exit Ariel.
Alonso.
Ariel.
Sebastian.
What a strange drowsiness possesses them.
Antonio.
It is the quality O.T.H. climate.
Sebastian.
Why doth it not then our eyelids sink?
I find not myself disposed to sleep.
Antonio.
Nor I. My spirits are nimble. They fell together all, as by consent. They dropped, as by a thunderstroke.
What might, worthy Sebastian?
Oh, what might? No more.
And yet methinks I see it in thy face, what thou shouldst be.
Th occasion speaks thee, and my strong imagination sees a crown dropping upon thy head.
Sebastian.
What, art thou waking?
Antonio.
Do you not hear me speak?
Sebastian.
I do, and surely it is a sleepy language, and thou speakst out of thy sleep.
What is it thou didst say?
This is a strange repose, to be asleep with eyes wide open, standing, speaking, moving, and yet so fast asleep.
Antonio.
Noble Sebastian, thou lettest thy fortune sleep, die rather, winkst whilst thou art waking.
Sebastian.
Thou dost snore distinctly, there's meaning in thy snores.
Antonio.
I am more serious than my custom, you must be so too, if heed me, which to do troubles thee o'er.
Sebastian.
Well, I am standing water.
Antonio.
I'll teach you how to flow.
Sebastian.
Do so, to ebb, hereditary sloth instructs me.
Antonio.
Oh, if you but knew how you the purpose cherish whiles thus you mock it.
How, in stripping it, you more invest it.
Ebbing men indeed, most often, do so near the bottom run by their own fear or sloth.
Sebastian.
Prithee, say on, the setting of thine eye and cheek proclaim a matter from thee, and a birth, indeed, which throws thee much to yield.
Antonio.
Thus, sir, although this lord of weak remembrance, this who shall be of as little memory when he is earthed, hath here almost persuaded, for he's a spirit of persuasion, only professes to persuade, the king his son's alive. 'Tis as impossible that he's undrowned as he that sleeps here swims.
Sebastian.
I have no hope that he's undrowned.
Antonio.
Oh, out of that.
No hope. What great hope have you?
No hope that way is another way so high a hope, that even ambition cannot pierce a wink beyond, but doubts discovery there.
Will you grant with me that Ferdinand is drowned?
Sebastian.
He's gone.
Antonio.
Then tell me, who's the next heir of Naples?
Sebastian.
Claribel.
Antonio.
She that is queen of Tunis, she that dwells 10 leagues beyond man's life, she that from Naples can have no note, unless the sun were post, the man ith moon's too slow, till newborn chins be rough and razorable, she that from whom we all were sea swallowed, though some cast again, and by that destiny, to perform an act whereof what's past is prologue, what to come in yours and my discharge.
Sebastian.
What stuff is this?
How say you?
'Tis true, my brother's daughter's queen of Tunis, so is she heir of Naples, twixt which regions there is some space.
Antonio.
A space whose every cubit seems to cry out.
How shall that Claribel measure us back to Naples?
Keep in Tunis, and let Sebastian wake.
Say this were death that now hath seized them. Why, they were no worse than now they are.
There be that can rule Naples as well as he that sleeps. Lords that can prate as amply and unnecessarily as this Gonzalo.
I myself could make a chuff of as deep chat.
Oh, that you bore the mind that I do.
What a sleep were this for your advancement.
Do you understand me?
Sebastian.
Methinks I do.
Antonio.
And how does your content tender your own good fortune?
Sebastian. I remember you did supplant your brother Prospero.
Antonio.
True. And look how well my garments sit upon me, much fitter than before. My brother's servants were then my fellows, now they are my men.
Sebastian.
But for your conscience.
Antonio.
Aye, sir, where lies that? If 'twere a kibe, 'twould put me to my slipper, but I feel not this deity in my bosom. 20 consciences that stand twixt me and Milan, candied be they and knelt ere they molest. Here lies your brother, no better than the earth he lies upon. If he were that which now he's like, that's dead. Whom I, with this obedient steel, 3 inches of it, can lay to bed forever. Whiles you, doing thus, to the perpetual wink for I might put this ancient morsel, this Sir Prudence, who should not upbraid our course. For all the rest, they'll take suggestion as a cat laps milk. They'll tell the clock to any business that we say befits the hour.
Sebastian.
Thy case, dear friend, shall be my precedent. As thou gots Milan, I'll come by Naples. Draw thy sword, one stroke shall free thee from the tribute which thou payest, and I the king shall love thee.
Antonio.
Draw together, and when I rear my hand, do you the like, to fall it on Gonzalo.
Sebastian.
Oh, but one word.
They converse apart.
Music.
Re-enter Ariel, invisible.
Ariel.
Ariel.
My master through his art foresees the danger that you, his friend, are in, and sends me forth, for else his project dies, to keep them living.
Sings in Gonzalo's ear. While you here do snoring lie, open e wide conspiracy his time doth take.
If of life you keep a care, shake off slumber, and beware.
Awake!
Awake!
Antonio.
Then let us both be sudden.
Gonzalo.
Now, good angels preserve the king.
They wake.
Alonso.
Why, how now?
Ho, awake!
Why are you drawn?
Wherefore this ghastly looking?
Gonzalo.
What's the matter?
Sebastian.
Whiles we stood here securing your repose, even now, we heard a hollow burst of bellowing like bulls, or rather lions. Did he not wake you?
It struck mine ear most terribly.
Alonso.
I heard nothing.
Antonio.
Oh.
'Twas a din to fright a monster's ear, to make an earthquake.
Sure, it was the roar of a whole herd of lions.
Alonso.
Heard you this, Gonzalo?
Gonzalo.
Upon mine honor, sir, I heard a humming, and that a strange one too, which did awake me.
I shacked you, sir, and cried. As mine eyes opened, I saw their weapons drawn. There was a noise, that's verily.
'Tis best we stand upon our guard, or that we quit this place. Let's draw our weapons.
Alonso.
Let off this ground, and let's make further search for my poor son.
Gonzalo.
Heavens keep him from these beasts.
For he is, sure, ith island.
Alonso.
Lead away.
Exit with the others.
Ariel.
Prospero, my lord, shall know what I have done. So, king, go safely on to seek thy son.
Exit.
Scene 2.
Another part of the island.
Enter Caliban with a burden of wood.
A noise of thunder heard.
Caliban.
Caliban.
All the infections that the sun sucks up from bogs, fens, flats, on Prosper fall, and make him by inch meal a disease.
His spirits hear me, and yet I needs must curse.
But they'll nor pinch, fright me with urchin shows, pitch me i' the mire, nor lead me, like a firebrand, in the dark out of my way, unless he bid em. But for every trifle are they set upon me, sometime like apes that mow and chatter at me, and after bite me, then like hedgehogs which lie tumbling in my barefoot way, and mount their pricks at my footfall, sometime am I all wound with adders, who with cloven tongues do hiss me into madness.
Enter Trinculo.
Trinculo.
Lo, now lo!
Here comes a spirit of his, and to torment me for bringing wood in slowly. I'll fall flat. Perchance he will not mind me.
Trinculo.
Here's either bush nor shrub to bear off any weather at all, and another storm brewing. I hear it sing ith wind.
Yon same black cloud, yon huge one, looks like a foul bombard that would shed his liquor. If it should thunder as it did before, I know not where to hide my head. Yon same cloud cannot choose but fall by pailfuls.
What have we here?
A man or a fish?
dead or alive?
A fish. He smells like a fish. A very ancient and fish-like smell. A kind of not of the newest purjon.
A strange fish. Were I in England now, as once I was, and had but this fish painted, not a holiday fool there but would give a piece of silver, there would this monster make a man. Any strange beast there makes a man. When they will not give a doit to relieve a lame beggar, they will lay out 10 to see a dead Indian. Legged like a man, and his fins like arms.
Warm, oh my troth! I do now let loose my opinion, hold it no longer. This is no fish, but an islander that hath lately suffered by thunderbolt.
Thunder, alas, the storm is come again. My best way is to creep under his gabardine. There is no other shelter hereabout. Misery acquaints a man with strange bedfellows. I will here shroud till the dregs of the storm be past.
Enter Stefano singing, a bottle in his hand.
Stefano.
Stefano.
I shall no more to see, here shall I die ashore.
This is a very scurvy tune to sing at a man's funeral.
Well, here's my comfort.
Drinks.
The master, the swabber, the boatswain, and I, the gunner, and his mate, loved Moll, Meg, and Marion, and Marjorie, but none of us cared for Kate, for she had a tongue with a tang, would cry to a sailor,
go hang!
She loved not the savor of tar nor of pitch, yet a tailor might scratch her where'er she did itch.
Then to sea, boys, and let her go hang.
This is a scurvy tune too, but here's my comfort.
Drinks.
Caliban. Do not torment me, oh!
Stefano.
What's the matter? Have we devils here? Do you put tricks upon us with savages and men of IND?
Ha!
I have not scap drowning, to be afeard now of your four legs, for it hath been said, as proper a man as ever went on four legs cannot make him give ground, and it shall be said so again, while Stefano breathes at nostrils.
Caliban.
The spirit torments me, oh!
Stefano.
This is some monster of the isle with four legs, who hath got, as I take it, an ague.
Where the devil should he learn our language?
I will give him some relief, if it be but for that.
If I can recover him and keep him tame, and get to Naples with him, he's a present for any emperor that ever trod on neat's leather.
Caliban. Do not torment me, prithee. I'll bring my wood home faster.
Stefano.
He's in his fit now, and does not talk after the wisest.
He shall taste of my bottle. If he have never drunk wine afore, it will go near to remove his fit.
If I can recover him, and keep him tame, I will not take too much for him.
He shall pay for him that hath him, and that soundly.
Caliban. Thou dost me yet but little hurt. Thou wilt anon, I know it by thy trembling, now prosper works upon thee.
Stefano.
Come on your ways.
Open your mouth. Here is that which will give language to you, cat.
Open your mouth.
This will shake your shaking, I can tell you, and that soundly.
Gives Caliban a drink, you cannot tell who's your friend. Open your chaps again.
Trinculo.
I should know that voice, it should be, but he is drowned, and these are devils.
Oh, defend me.
Stefano.
Four legs and two voices. A most delicate monster.
His forward voice now is to speak well of his friend. His backward voice is to utter foul speeches and to detract.
If all the wine in my bottle will recover him, I will help his ague.
Come.
Amen.
I will pour some in thy other mouth.
Trinculo.
Stefano.
Stefano.
Doth thy other mouth call me?
Mercy.
Mercy.
This is a devil, and no monster. I will leave him. I have no long spoon.
Trinculo.
Stefano.
If thou beest Stefano, touch me, and speak to me, for I am Trinculo. Be not afeard, thy good friend Trinculo.
Stefano.
If thou beest Trinculo, come forth.
I'll pull thee by the lesser legs. If any be Trinculo's legs, these are they.
Thou art very Trinculo indeed. How camest thou to be the siege of this mooncalf?
Can he vent Trinculo's?
Trinculo.
I took him to be killed with a thunderstroke.
But art thou not drowned, Stefano?
I hope now thou art not drowned.
Is the storm overblown?
I hid me under the dead mooncalf's gabardine for fear of the storm.
And art thou living, Stefano?
O Stefano,
two Neapolitans scapped.
Stefano.
Prithee, do not turn me about. My stomach is not constant.
Caliban.
Aside, these be fine things, and if they be not sprites.
That's a brave god, and bears celestial liquor.
I will kneel to him.
Stefano.
How didst thou scape? How camest thou hither?
Swear by this bottle how thou camest hither.
I escaped upon a butt of sack, which the sailors heaved overboard by this bottle,
which I made of the bark of a tree with mine own hands since I was cast ashore.
Caliban.
I'll swear upon that bottle to be thy true subject, for the liquor is not earthly.
Stefano.
Here.
Swear then how thou escapest.
Trinculo.
Swum ashore, man, like a duck. I can swim like a duck, I'll be sworn.
Stefano.
Here, kiss the book.
Though thou canst swim like a duck, thou art made like a goose.
Trinculo.
O Stefano, hast any more of this?
Stefano.
The whole but, man, my cellar is in a rock by TH seaside, where my wine is hid.
How now, moon calf?
How does thine ague?
Caliban.
Hast thou not dropped from heaven?
Stefano.
Out o' the moon, I do assure thee, I was the man in the moon, when time was.
Caliban.
I have seen thee in her, and I do adore thee.
My mistress showed me thee, and thy dog, and thy bush.
Stefano.
Come, swear to that.
Kiss the book.
I will furnish it anon with new contents.
Swear.
Trinculo.
By this good light, this is a very shallow monster.
I afeard of him?
A very weak monster.
The man I the moon.
A most poor credulous monster.
Well drawn monster, in good sooth.
Caliban.
I'll show thee every fertile inch o' the island, and I will kiss thy foot.
I prithee be my god.
Trinculo.
By this light, a most perfidious and drunken monster.
When S God's asleep, he'll rob his bottle.
Caliban.
I'll kiss thy foot.
I'll swear myself thy subject.
Stefano.
Come on, then, down, and swear.
Trinculo.
I shall laugh myself to death at this puppy-headed monster.
A most scurvy monster.
I could find in my heart to beat him.
Stefano.
Come, kiss.
Trinculo.
But that the poor monster's in drink.
An abominable monster.
Caliban.
I'll show thee the best springs. I'll pluck thee berries. I'll fish for thee, and get thee wood enough.
A plague upon the tyrant that I serve.
I'll bear him no more sticks, but follow thee, thou wondrous man.
Trinculo.
A most ridiculous monster, to make a wonder of a poor drunkard.
Caliban.
I prithee, let me bring thee where crabs grow, and I with my long nails will dig thee pignuts, show thee a jay's nest, and instruct thee how to snare the nimble marmoset. I'll bring thee to clustering filberts, and sometimes I'll get the young scammels from the rock.
Wilt thou go with me?
Stefano.
I prithee now, lead the way without any more talking.
Trinculo, the king and all our company else being drowned, we will inherit here.
Here, bear my bottle.
Fellow Trinculo, we'll fill him by and by again.
Caliban.
Sings drunkenly, farewell, master, farewell, farewell.
Trinculo.
A howling monster, a drunken monster.
Caliban.
No more dams I'll make for fish, nor fetch and firing at requiring, nor scrape trenchering, nor wash dish.
Ban, ban, Caliban has a new master, get a new man.
Freedom, high day.
High day, freedom.
Freedom, high day, freedom.
Stefano.
O brave monster.
Lead the way.
Exeunt.
Act 3.
Scene I. Before Prospero's cell. Enter Ferdinand bearing a log.
Ferdinand.
Ferdinand. There be some sports are painful, and their labor delight in them sets off. Some kinds of baseness are nobly undergone, and most poor matters point to rich ends. This my mean task would be as heavy to me as odious, but the mistress which I serve quickens what's dead, and makes my labor's pleasures. Oh, she is 10 times more gentle than her father's crabbed, and he's compassed of harshness. I must remove some thousands of these logs, and pile them up, upon a sore injunction. My sweet mistress weeps when she sees me work,
and says such baseness had never like executor. I forget, but these sweet thoughts do even refresh my labors, most busy, least when I do it. Enter Miranda and Prospero behind.
Miranda.
Prospero.
Miranda.
Alas, now, pray you, work not so hard, I would the lightning had burned up those logs that you are enjoined to pile. Pray, set it down and rest you. When this burns, 'twill weep for having wearied you. My father is hard at study. Pray, now, rest yourself. He's safe for these 3 hours.
Ferdinand.
O most dear mistress, the sun will set, before I shall discharge what I must strive to do.
Miranda.
If you'll sit down, I'll bear your logs the while.
Pray give me that, I'll carry it to the pile.
Ferdinand. No, precious creature, I had rather crack my sinews, break my back, than you should such dishonor undergo, while I sit lazy by.
Miranda.
It would become me as well as it does you, and I should do it with much more ease, for my good will is to it, and yours it is against.
Prospero.
Aside, poor worm. Thou art infected. This visitation shows it.
Miranda.
You look wearily.
Ferdinand.
No, noble mistress, 'tis fresh morning with me when you are by a night. I do beseech you, chiefly that I might set it in my prayers, what is your name?
Miranda.
Miranda, O my father!
I have broke your hest to say so.
Ferdinand.
Admired Miranda.
Indeed, the top of admiration, worth what's dearest to the world. Full many a lady I have e-wied with best regard, and many a time th harmony of their tongues hath into bondage brought my too diligent ear. For several virtues have I licked several women. Never any was so full soul but some defect in her did quarrel with the noblest grace she owed, and put it to the foil. But you, O you, so perfect and so peerless, are created of every creature's best.
Miranda.
I do not know one of my sex, no woman's face remember, save, from my glass, mine own, nor have I seen more that I may call men than you, good friend, and my dear father, how features are abroad I am skillless of, but by my modesty, the jewel in my dower, I would not wish any companion in the world but you, nor can imagination form a shape, besides yourself, to like of. But I prattle something too wildly, and my father's precepts I therein do forget.
Ferdinand.
I am, in my condition, a prince, Miranda. I do think, a king. I would not so, and would no more endure this wooden slavery than to suffer the flesh fly blow my mouth. Hear my soul speak. The very instant that I saw you, did my heart fly to your service. There resides, to make me slave to it, and for your sake am I this patient logman.
Miranda.
Do you love me?
Ferdinand.
O heaven, O earth, bear witness to this sound, and crown what I profess with kind event, if I speak true, if hollowly invert what best is boded me to mischief. I, beyond all limit of what else I the world, do love, prize, honor you.
Miranda.
I am a fool to weep at what I am glad of.
Prospero.
Aside. Fair encounter of two most rare affections. Heavens rain grace on that which breeds between M.
Ferdinand.
Wherefore weep you?
Miranda.
At mine unworthiness, that dare not offer what I desire to give, and much less take what I shall die to want. But this is trifling, and all the more it seeks to hide itself, the bigger bulk it shows. Hence, bashful cunning. And prompt me, plain and holy innocence. I am your wife if you will marry me. If not, I'll die your maid. To be your fellow you may deny me. But I'll be your servant, whether you will or no.
Ferdinand.
My mistress, dearest, and I thus humble ever.
Miranda.
My husband, then?
Ferdinand.
I, with a heart as willing as bondage era freedom, here's my hand.
Miranda.
And mine, with my heart in tea, and now farewell till half an hour hence.
Ferdinand.
A thousand thousand. Exeunt Ferdinand and Miranda severally.
Ferdinand.
Miranda.
Prospero.
So glad of this as they, I cannot be, who are sir priest withal, but my rejoicing at nothing can be more. I'll to my book, for yet, ere supper time, must I perform much business appertaining.
Exit.
Scene 2. Another part of the island. Enter Caliban with a bottle,
Stefano and Trinculo.
Caliban.
Stefano.
Trinculo.
Stefano.
Tell not me, when the bud is out we will drink water, not a drop before, therefore bear up, and board em.
Servant monster, drink to me.
Trinculo.
Servant monster.
The folly of this island.
They say there's but five upon this isle. We are three of them. If th other two be brain like us, the state totters.
Stefano.
Drink, servant monster, when I bid thee. Thy eyes are almost set in thy head.
Trinculo.
Where should they be set else?
He were a brave monster indeed, if they were set in his tail.
Stefano.
My man monster hath drowned his tongue in sack. For my part, the sea cannot drown me. I swam, ere I could recover the shore, 35 leagues, off and on, by this light.
Thou shalt be my lieutenant, monster, or my standard.
Trinculo.
Your lieutenant, if you list. He's no standard.
Stefano.
Will not run, monsieur monster.
Trinculo.
Nor go either.
But you'll lie like dogs, and yet say nothing neither.
Stefano.
Mooncalf, speak once in thy life, if thou be'st a good mooncalf.
Caliban.
How does thy honor?
Let me lick thy shoe.
I'll not serve him, he is not valiant.
Trinculo.
Thou least, most ignorant monster, I am in case to jostle a constable.
Why, thou debauched fish thou, was there ever man a coward that hath drunk so much sack as I today?
Wilt thou tell a monstrous lie, being but half a fish and half a monster?
Caliban.
Lo, how he mocks me.
Wilt thou let him, my lord?
Trinculo.
Lord, quoth he,
that a monster should be such a natural.
Caliban.
Lo, lo again.
Bite him to death, I prithee.
Stefano.
Trinculo, keep a good tongue in your head. If you prove a mutineer, the next tree.
The poor monster's my subject, and he shall not suffer indignity.
Caliban.
I thank my noble lord.
Wilt thou be pleased to hearken once again to the suit I made to thee?
Stefano.
Marry.
Will I, kneel and repeat it.
I will stand, and so shall Trinculo.
Enter Ariel, invisible.
Ariel.
Caliban.
As I told thee before, I am subject to a tyrant, a sorcerer, that by his cunning hath cheated me of the island.
Ariel.
Thou least.
Caliban.
Thou least, thou jesting monkey, thou, I would my valiant master would destroy thee. I do not lie.
Stefano.
Trinculo, if you trouble him any more in his tail, by this hand, I will supplant some of your teeth.
Trinculo.
Why, I said nothing.
Stefano.
Mum, then, and no more.
Proceed.
Caliban.
I say, by sorcery he got this isle, from me he got it.
If thy greatness will, revenge it on him, for I know thou darest, but this thing dare not.
Stefano.
That's most certain.
Caliban.
Thou shalt be lord of it, and I'll serve thee.
Stefano.
How now shall this be compassed? Canst thou bring me to the party?
Caliban.
Yea, yea, my lord, I'll yield him thee asleep, where thou mayst knock a nail into his head.
Ariel.
Thou least.
Thou canst not.
Caliban. What a pied ninny's this?
Thou scurvy patch.
I do beseech thy greatness, give him blows, and take his bottle from him. When that's gone he shall drink not but brine, for I'll not show him where the quick freshes are.
Stefano.
Trinculo, run into no further danger. Interrupt the monster one word further, and by this hand, I'll turn my mercy out o' doors, and make a stockfish of thee.
Trinculo.
Why, what did I?
I did nothing.
I'll go farther off.
Stefano.
Didst thou not say he lied?
Ariel.
Thou least.
Stefano.
Do I so?
Take thou that.
Strikes Trinculo.
As you like this, give me the lie another time.
Trinculo. I did not give the lie.
Out o' your wits and hearing too.
A pox o' your bottle.
This can sack and drinking do.
A murrain on your monster. And the devil take your fingers.
Caliban.
Ha, ha, ha.
Stefano.
Now, forward with your tail dot. Prithee stand further off.
Caliban.
Beat him enough. After a little time, I'll beat him too.
Stefano.
Stand farther. Come, proceed.
Caliban.
Why, as I told thee, 'tis a custom with him ith afternoon to sleep. There thou mayst brain him, having first seized his books, or with a log batter his skull, or paunch him with a stake, or cut his wezen with thy knife. Remember first to possess his books, for without them he's but a sot, as I am, nor hath not one spirit to command. They all do hate him as rootedly as I. Burn but his books. He has brave utensils, for so he calls them, which, when he has a house, he'll deck withal. And that most deeply to consider is the beauty of his daughter. He himself calls her a nonpareil. I never saw a woman but only Sycorax my dam and she. But she as far surpasseth Sycorax as greats does least.
Stefano.
Is it so brave a lass?
Caliban.
Aye, lord, she will become thy bed, I warrant, and bring thee forth brave brood.
Stefano.
Monster, I will kill this man. His daughter and I will be king and queen, save our graces, and Trinculo and thyself shall be viceroys. Dost thou like the plot, Trinculo?
Trinculo.
Excellent.
Stefano.
Give me thy hand, I am sorry I beat thee, but while thou livest, keep a good tongue in thy head.
Caliban.
Within this half hour will he be asleep.
Wilt thou destroy him then?
Stefano. Aye, on mine honor.
Ariel.
This will I tell my master.
Caliban.
Thou makes me merry.
I am full of pleasure.
Let us be jocund. Will you troll the catch you taught me but while ere?
Stefano.
At thy request, monster, I will do reason, any reason.
Come on, Trinculo, let us sing.
Sings. Flout em and coot em, and scout em and flout em, thought is free.
Caliban.
That's not the tune.
Ariel plays the tune on a tabor and pipe.
Ariel.
Stefano.
What is this same?
Trinculo.
This is the tune of our catch, played by the picture of nobody.
Stefano.
If thou be'st a man, show thyself in thy likeness. If thou be'st a devil, take thee as thou list.
Trinculo.
Oh, forgive me my sins.
Stefano.
He that dies pays all debts, I defy thee.
Mercy upon us.
Caliban.
Art thou afeard?
Stefano. No, monster, not I.
Caliban.
Be not afeard. The isle is full of noises, sounds, and sweet airs that give delight, and hurt not. Sometimes a thousand twangling instruments will hum about mine ears, and sometimes voices that, if I then had whacked after long sleep, will make me sleep again, and then, in dreaming, the clouds methought would open and show riches ready to drop upon me, that, when I whacked, I cried to dream again.
Stefano.
This will prove a brave kingdom to me, where I shall have my music for nothing.
Caliban.
When Prospero is destroyed.
Stefano.
That shall be by and by. I remember the story.
Trinculo.
The sound is going away.
Let's follow it, and after do our work.
Stefano. Lead, monster, we'll follow.
I would I could see this tabor.
He lays it on.
Wilt come?
Trinculo.
I'll follow, Stefano.
Exeunt.
Scene 3.
Another part of the island. Enter Alonso, Sebastian, Antonio, Gonzalo Adrian, Francisco, and C.
Alonso, Sebastian, Antonio, Gonzalo Adrian, Francisco.
Gonzalo.
By our laken, I can go no further, sir. My old bones ache. Here's a maze trod, indeed, through forthrights and meanders.
By your patience, I needs must rest me.
Alonso.
Old lord, I cannot blame thee, who am myself attached with weariness to th dulling of my spirits. Sit down, and rest.
Even here I will put off my hope, and keep it no longer for my flatterer. He is drowned whom thus we stray to find, and the sea mocks our frustrate search on land.
Well, let him go.
Antonio.
Aside to Sebastian. I am right glad that he's so out of hope.
Do not, for one repulse, forego the purpose that you resolve to effect.
Sebastian.
Aside to Antonio. The next advantage will we take throughly.
Antonio.
Aside to Sebastian. Let it be tonight, for, now they are oppressed with travel, they will not, nor cannot,
use such vigilance as when they are fresh.
Sebastian. Aside to Antonio. I say, tonight, no more.
Solemn and strange music, and Prospero above, invisible.
Enter several strange shapes, bringing in a banquet. They dance about it with gentle actions of salutation, and inviting the king and sea to eat, they depart.
Prospero. King.
Alonso. What harmony is this?
My good friends, hark.
Gonzalo.
Marvelous sweet music.
Alonso. Give us kind keepers, heavens!
What were these?
Sebastian.
A living drollery.
Now I will believe that there are unicorns, that in Arabia there is one tree, the phoenix throne, one phoenix at this hour reigning there.
Antonio.
I'll believe both, and what does else want credit? Come to me, and I'll be sworn 'tis true,
travelers ne'er did lie, though fools at home condemn them.
Gonzalo.
If in Naples I should report this now, would they believe me?
If I should say, I saw such islanders, for certes, these are people of the island, who, though they are of monstrous shape, yet, note, their manners are more gentle, kind, than of our human generation you shall find many, nay, almost any.
Prospero.
Aside, honest lord, thou hast said well, for some of you there present are worse than devils.
Alonso.
I cannot too much muse such shapes, such gesture, and such sound, expressing, although they want the use of tongue, a kind of excellent dumb discourse.
Prospero.
Aside, praise in departing.
Francisco.
They vanish strangely.
Sebastian.
No matter, since they have left their viands behind, for we have stomachs. Will please you taste of what is here?
Alonso.
Not I.
Gonzalo.
Faith, sir, you need not fear.
When we were boys, who would believe that there were mountaineers delap like bulls, whose throats had hanging at em wallets of flesh?
Or that there were such men whose heads stood in their breasts?
Which now we find each putter out of 5 for 1 will bring us good warrant of.
Alonso.
I will stand to, and feed, although my last, no matter, since I feel the best is past.
Brother, my lord the duke, stand to, and do as we.
Thunder and lightning.
Enter Ariel like a harpy. Claps his wings upon the table, and with a quaint device, the banquet vanishes.
Ariel.
Ariel.
You are 3 men of sin, whom destiny, that hath to instrument this lower world and what is it, the never surfeited sea hath caused to belch up you, and on this island where man doth not inhabit, you amongst men being most unfit to live.
I have made you mad, and even with such like valor men hang and drown their proper selves.
Seeing Alonso, Sebastian, and C, draw their swords.
Alonso, Sebastian.
You fools!
I and my fellows are ministers of fate, the elements of whom your swords are tempered may as well wound the loud winds, or with bemocked tat stabs kill the still closing waters, as diminish one dowel that's in my plume.
My fellow ministers are like invulnerable.
If you could hurt, your swords are now too massy for your strengths, and will not be uplifted.
But remember, for that's my business to you, that you 3 from Milan did supplant good Prospero,
exposed unto the sea, which hath requited him and his innocent child, for which foul deed the powers, delaying, not forgetting, heaven sends the seas and shores,
yeah,
all the creatures, against your peace.
Thee of thy son, Alonso, they have bereft, and do pronounce, by me lingering perdition,
worse than any death can be at once, shall step by step attend you in your ways,
whose wrath to guard you from,
which here, in this most desolate isle, else falls upon your heads, is nothing but heart sorrow, and a clear life ensuing.
He vanishes in thunder, then, to soft music, enter the shapes again, and dance, with mocks and mows, and carry out the table.
Prospero.
Aside. Bravely the figure of this harpy hast thou performed, my Ariel. A grace it had, devouring.
Of my instruction hast thou nothing bated in what thou hadst to say.
So, with good life and observation strange, my meaner ministers their several kinds have done.
My high charms work, and these mine enemies are all knit up in their distractions.
They now are in my power, and in these fits I leave them, while I visit young Ferdinand, whom they suppose is drowned, and his and mine loved darling.
Exit above.
Gonzalo.
I the name of something holy, sir,
why stand you in this strange stare?
Alonso.
Oh, it is monstrous.
Monstrous.
Methought the billows spoke, and told me of it. The winds did sing it to me, and the thunder, that deep and dreadful organ pipe, pronounced the name of Prosper. It did base my trespass. Therefore my son Ithus is bedded, and I'll seek him deeper than e'er plummet sounded, and with him there lie mud.
Exit.
Sebastian. But one fiend at a time, I'll fight their legions o'er.
Antonio.
I'll be thy second.
Exit Sebastian and Antonio.
Sebastian.
Antonio.
Gonzalo.
All three of them are desperate. Their great guilt, like poison given to work a great time after, now gins to bite the spirits.
I do beseech you that are of suppler joints, follow them swiftly and hinder them from what this ecstasy may now provoke them to.
Adrian.
Follow, I pray you.
Exeunt.
Act 4.
Scene I. Before Prospero's cell.
Enter Prospero, Ferdinand and Miranda.
Prospero, Ferdinand.
Miranda.
Prospero.
If I have too austerely punished you, your compensation makes amends, for I have given you here a third of mine own life, or that for which I live, who once again I tender to thy hand. All thy vexations were but my trials of thy love, and thou hast strangely stood the test. Here, afore heaven, I ratify this my rich gift. O Ferdinand, do not smile at me that I boast her off, for thou shalt find she will outstrip all praise, and make it halt behind her.
Ferdinand.
I do believe it against an oracle.
Prospero.
Then, as my gift and thine own acquisition worthily purchased, take my daughter. But if thou dost break her virgin not before all sanctimonious ceremonies may with full and holy rite be ministered, no sweet aspersion shall the heavens let fall to make this contract grow. But barren hate, soury wide disdain, and discord shall bestrew the union of your bed with weeds so loathly that you shall hate it both. Therefore take heed. As Hymen's lamp shall light you.
Ferdinand.
As I hope for quiet days, fair issue, and long life, with such love as 'tis now, the murkiest den, the most opportune place, the strong suggestion our worser genius can, shall never melt mine honor into lust, to take away the edge of that day's celebration, when I shall think, or Phoebus' steeds are foundered, or night kept chained below.
Prospero.
Fairly spoke, sit then, and talk with her, she is thine own.
What, Ariel?
My industrious servant, Ariel.
Enter Ariel.
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 What would my potent master?
Here I am.
Prospero. Thou and thy meaner fellows your last service did worthily perform, and I must use you in such another trick. Go bring the rabble, o'er whom I give thee power, here to this place. Incite them to quick motion, for I must bestow upon the eyes of this young couple some vanity of mine art. It is my promise, and they expect it from me.
Ariel.
Presently?
Prospero.
Aye, with a twink.
Ariel.
Before you can say, come, and
go,
and breathe twice, and cry,
so, so,
each one, tripping on his toe, will be here with mop and mow.
Do you love me, master?
No.
Prospero.
Dearly, my delicate Ariel. Do not approach till thou dost hear me call.
Ariel.
Well, I conceive.
Exit.
Prospero. Look, thou be true. Do not give dalliance too much the rein. The strongest oaths are straw to th fire I the blood. Be more abstemious. Or else good night your vow.
Ferdinand.
I warrant you, sir. The white cold virgin snow upon my heart abates the ardor of my liver.
Prospero.
Well,
now come, my Ariel.
Bring a corollary, rather than want a spirit, appear, and pertly.
No tongue.
All eyes.
Be silent.
Soft music.
A mask.
Enter Iris.
Iris.
Iris. Ceres, most bounteous lady, thy rich lees of wheat, rye, barley, vetches, oats, and peas, thy turfy mountains, where live nibbling sheep, and flat mead thatched with stover them to keep, thy banks with pion and twill brims, which spongy April at thy hest bedrims, to make cold nymphs chase crowns, and thy broom groves, whose shadow the dismissed bachelor loves, being lasslorn, thy pole-clipped vineyard,
and thy sea marge sterile and rocky hard, where thou thyself dost err, the queen o. Th sky, whose watery arch and messenger am I, bids thee leave these, and with her sovereign grace, here on this grass plot, in this very place, to come and sport. Her peacocks fly amain, approach, rich Ceres, her to entertain. Enter Ceres. 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 Hail, many-colored messenger, that ne'er dost disobey the wife of Jupiter, who with thy saffron wings upon my flowers diffusest honey drops, refreshing showers, and with each end of thy blue bough dost crown my bosky acres and my unshrubbed down, rich scarf to my proud earth. Why hath thy queen summoned me hither to this short grass green? Iris. A contract of true love to celebrate, and some donation freely to estate on the blessed lovers. Ceres. Tell me, heavenly bough, if Venus or her son, as thou dost know, do now attend the queen? Since they did plot the means that dusky dis my daughter got, her and her blind boy's scandaled company I have forsworn. Iris. Of her society be not afraid. I met her deity cutting the clouds towards Paphos, and her son dove drawn with her. Here thought they to have done some wanton charm upon this man and maid, whose vows are, that no bedrite shall be paid till Hymen's torch be lighted. But in vain. Mars's hot minion is returned again. Her waspish-headed son has broke his arrows, swears he will shoot no more, but play with sparrows, and be a boy right out. Ceres. Highest queen of state, great Juno comes. I know her by her gait. Enter Juno. 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 How does my bounteous sister? Go with me to bless this twain, that they may prosperous be, and honored in their issue. They sing. Juno. Honor, riches, marriage blessing, long continuance, and increasing, hourly joys be still upon you. Juno sings her blessings on you. Ceres. Earth's increase, foison and plenty, barns and gamers never empty, vines with clustering bunches growing, plants with goodly burden bowing, spring come to you at the farthest in the very end of harvest. Scarcity and want shall shun you, Ceres' blessing so is on you. Ferdinand. This is a most majestic vision, and harmonious charmingly. May I be bold to think these spirits? Prospero. Spirits which by mine art I have from their confines called to enact my present fancies. Ferdinand. Let me live here ever. So rare a wondered father and a wise makes this place paradise. Juno and Ceres whisper, and send Iris on employment. Juno. Ceres. Iris. Prospero. Sweet now, silence. Juno and Ceres whisper seriously. There's something else to do. Hush, and be mute, or else our spell is marred. Iris. You nymphs, called naiads of the windring brooks, with your sedge crowns and ever harmless looks, leave your crisp channels, and on this green land answer your summons. Juno does command. Come, temperate nymphs, and help to celebrate a contract of true love. Be not too late. Enter certain nymphs. Nymphs. You sunburned sickle men, of August weary, come hither from the fro, and be merry, make holiday, your rye straw hats put on, and these fresh nymphs encounter every one in country footing. Enter certain reapers, properly habited, they join with the nymphs in a graceful dance, towards the end whereof Prospero starts suddenly, and speaks, after which, to a strange, hollow, and confused noise, they heavily vanish. Prospero. Prospero. Aside. I had forgot that foul conspiracy of the beast Caliban and his confederates against my life. The minute of their plot is almost come. To the spirits. Well done. Avoid. No more. Ferdinand. This is strange. Your father's in some passion that works him strongly. Miranda. Never till this day saw I him touched with anger so distempered. Prospero. You do look, my son, in an emovied sort, as if you were dismayed. Be cheerful, sir, our revels now are ended. These are actors, as I foretold you, were all spirits and are melted into air, into thin air, and like the baseless fabric of this vision, the cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself, yeah, all which it inherit, shall dissolve, and like this insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a rack behind.
We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep.
Sir, I am vexed, bear with my weakness. My old brain is troubled. Be not disturbed with my infirmity.
If you be pleased, retire into my cell and there repose. A turn or two I'll walk, to still my beating mind.
Ferdinand, Miranda, we wish your peace.
Exeunt. Prospero.
Come with a thought.
I thank thee, Ariel.
Come.
Enter Ariel.
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 Thy thoughts I cleave to.
What's thy pleasure?
Prospero.
Spirit, we must prepare to meet with Caliban.
Ariel.
I am my commander.
When I presented Ceres, I thought to have told thee of it, but I feared lest I might anger thee.
Prospero.
Say again, where didst thou leave these varlets?
Ariel.
I told you, sir, they were red hot with drinking, so full of valor that they smote the air for breathing in their faces, beat the ground for kissing of their feet, yet always bending towards their project.
Then I beat my tabor, at which, like unbacked colts, they pricked their ears, advanced their eyelids, lifted up their noses as they smelt music.
So I charmed their ears, that calf-like they my lowing followed through tooth briars, sharp furzes, pricking goss, and thorns, which entered their frail shins.
At last I left them ith filthy mantled pool beyond your cell, there dancing up to th chins, that the foul lake o'erstunk their feet.
Prospero.
This was well done, my bird.
Thy shape invisible retain thou still. The trumpery in my house, go bring it hither for stale to catch these thieves.
Ariel.
I go, I go.
Exit.
Prospero.
A devil, a born devil, on whose nature nurture can never stick, on whom my pains, humanely taken, all lost, quite lost, and as with age his body uglier grows, so his mind cankers.
I will plague them all, even to roaring.
Re-enter Ariel, loaden with glistering apparel, and see.
Ariel.
Come, hang them on this line.
Prospero and Ariel remain invisible.
Enter Caliban, Stefano and Trinculo all wet.
Prospero.
Ariel.
Caliban, Stefano.
Trinculo all wet.
Caliban.
Pray you, tread softly, that the blind mole may not hear a footfall. We now are near his cell.
Stefano.
Monster, your fairy, which you say is a harmless fairy, has done little better than played the jack with us.
Trinculo.
Monster, I do smell all horse piss, at which my nose is in great indignation.
Stefano.
So is mine.
Do you hear, monster?
If I should take a displeasure against you, look you.
Trinculo.
Thou wert but a lost monster.
Caliban.
Good my lord, give me thy favor still.
Be patient, for the prize I'll bring thee to shall hoodwink this mischance.
Therefore speak softly.
All's hushed as midnight yet.
Trinculo.
Aye, but to lose our bottles in the pool.
Stefano.
There is not only disgrace and dishonor in that monster, but an infinite loss.
Trinculo.
That's more to me than my wedding, yet this is your harmless fairy, monster.
Stefano.
I will fetch off my bottle, though I be o'er ears for my labor.
Caliban.
Prithee, my king, be quiet.
Sayest thou here, this is the mouth o'th cell, no noise, and enter.
Do that good mischief which may make this island thine own forever, and I, thy Caliban, for I thy footlicker.
Stefano.
Give me thy hand.
I do begin to have bloody thoughts.
Trinculo.
O King Stefano.
O peer.
O worthy Stefano.
Look what a wardrobe here is for thee.
Caliban.
Let it alone, thou fool, it is but trash.
Trinculo.
Oh ho, monster!
We know what belongs to a frippery.
O King Stefano.
Stefano.
Put off that gown, Trinculo. By this hand I'll have that gown.
Trinculo.
Thy grace shall have it.
Caliban.
The dropsy drown this fool.
What do you mean to dote thus on such luggage?
Let alone, and do the murder first.
If he awake, from toe to crown he'll fill our skins with pinches, make us strange stuff.
Stefano.
Be you quiet, monster.
Mistress Lion, is not this my jerkin?
Now is the jerkin under the line. Now, jerkin, you are like to lose your hair, and prove a bald jerkin.
Trinculo. Do, do, we steal by line and level, and like your grace.
Stefano. I thank thee for that jest. Here's a garment for thee, which shall not go unrewarded while I am king of this country.
Steal by line and level is an excellent pass of pate.
There's another garment for thee.
Trinculo. Monster, come, put some lime upon your fingers, and away with the rest.
Caliban. I will have none on't. We shall lose our time, and all be turned to barnacles, or to apes with foreheads villainous low.
Stefano. Monster, lay to your fingers, help to bear this away where my hogshead of wine is, or I'll turn you out of my kingdom.
Go to, carry this.
Trinculo.
And this.
Stefano.
Aye, and this.
A noise of hunters heard.
Enter divers spirits, in shape of dogs and hounds, and hunt them about.
Prospero and Ariel setting them on.
Prospero.
Ariel.
Prospero.
Hey, mountain, hey.
Ariel.
Silver.
There it goes, silver.
Prospero.
Fury, fury.
There, tyrant, there.
Hark, hark.
Caliban, Stefano and Trinculo are driven out.
Caliban, Stefano.
Trinculo.
Go, charge my goblins that they grind their joints with dry convulsions, shorten up their sinews with aged cramps, and more pinch-spotted make them than pard, or cat o' mountain.
Ariel.
Hark, they roar.
Prospero.
Let them be hunted soundly.
At this hour lies at my mercy all mine enemies.
Shortly shall all my labors end, and thou shalt have the air at freedom.
For a little follow, and do me service.
Exeunt.
Act 5.
Scene I. Before the cell of Prospero.
Enter Prospero in his magic robes, and Ariel.
Prospero.
Ariel.
Prospero.
Now does my project gather to a head, my charms crack not, my spirits obey, and time goes upright with his carriage.
How's the day?
Ariel.
On the sixth hour, at which time, my lord, you said our work should cease.
Prospero.
I did say so, when first I riced the tempest.
Say, my spirit, how fares the king and s followers?
Ariel.
Confined together in the same fashion as you gave in charge, just as you left them, all prisoners, sir, in the lime grove which weatherfends your cell. They cannot budge till your release.
The king, his brother, and yours abide all three distracted, and the remainder mourning over them, brimful of sorrow and dismay. But chiefly him you termed, sir.
The good old Lord Gonzalo.
His tears run down his beard, like winter's drops from eaves of reeds.
Your charm so strongly works em, that if you now beheld them, your affections would become tender.
Prospero.
Dost thou think so, spirit?
Ariel.
Mine would, sir, were I human.
Prospero.
And mine shall.
Hast thou, which art but air, a touch, a feeling of their afflictions, and shall not myself, one of their kind, that relish all as sharply passion as they, be kindlier MOV than thou art?
Though with their high wrongs I am struck to th quick, yet with my nobler reason gainst my fury do I take part.
The rarer action is in virtue than in vengeance. They being penitent, the sole drift of my purpose doth extend not a frown further.
Go release them, Ariel.
My charms I'll break, their senses I'll restore, and they shall be themselves.
Ariel.
I'll fetch them, sir.
Exit.
Prospero.
Ye elves of hills, brooks, standing lakes, and groves, and ye that on the sands with printless foot do chase the ebbing Neptune, and do fly him when he comes back, you demi puppets that by moonshine do the green sour ringlets make, whereof the ewe not bites, and you whose pastime is to make midnight mushrooms, that rejoice to hear the solemn curfew, by whose aid, weak masters though ye be, I have bedimmed the noontide sun, called forth the mutinous winds, and twixt the green sea and the azid.
Vault set roaring war, to the dread rattling thunder have I given fire, and rift Jove's stout oak with his own bolt.
The strong-bowed promontory have I made shake, and by the spurs plucked up the pine and cedar.
Graves at my command have whacked their sleepers, opt, and let em forth by my so potent art.
But this rough magic I here abjure, and when I have required some heavenly music, which even now I do, to work mine end upon their senses that this airy charm is for, I'll break my staff, bury it certain fathoms in the earth, and deeper than did ever plummet sound I'll drown my book.
Solemn music.
Re-enter Ariel. After him, Alonso with a frantic gesture, attended by Gonzalo, Sebastian and Antonio in like manner, attended by Adrian and Francisco, they all enter the circle which Prospero had made, and there stand charmed, which Prospero observing, speaks.
Ariel. Alonso.
Gonzalo, Sebastian.
Antonio.
Adrian.
Francisco.
Prospero.
Prospero.
A solemn air, and the best comforter to an unsettled fancy, cure thy brains, now useless, boiled within thy skull. There stand, for you are spell-stopped. Holy Gonzalo, honorable man, mine eyes, ye insociable to the show of thine, fall fellily drops. The charm dissolves apace, and as the morning steals upon the night, melting the darkness, so their rising senses begin to chase the ignorant fumes that mantle their clearer reason. O good Gonzalo, my true preserver, and a loyal sir to him thou followest, I will pay thy graces home, both in word and deed. Most cruelly didst thou, Alonso, use me and my daughter. Thy brother was a furtherer in the act. Thou art pinched for tea now, Sebastian. Flesh and blood, you, brother mine, that entertained ambition, expelled remorse and nature, who was Sebastian, whose inward pinches therefore are most strong, would here have killed your king. I do forgive thee, unnatural though thou art. Their understanding begins to swell, and the approaching tide will shortly fill the reasonable shores that now lie foul and muddy. Not one of them that yet looks on me, or would know me. Ariel, fetch me the hat and rapier in my cell.
Exit Ariel.
Ariel. I will disguise me, and myself present as I was sometime Milan.
Quickly, spirit, thou shalt ere long be free.
Ariel re-enters, singing, and helps to attire Prospero.
Ariel.
Prospero.
Ariel, where the bee sucks, there suck I, in a cowslip's bell I lie, there I couch when owls do cry.
On the bat's back I do fly after summer merrily.
Merrily, merrily shall I live now under the blossom that hangs on the bough.
Prospero.
Why, that's my dainty Ariel. I shall miss thee, but yet thou shalt have freedom. So, so, so.
To the king's ship, invisible as thou art, there shalt thou find the mariners asleep under the hatches. The master and the boatswain being awake, enforce them to this place, and presently, I prithee.
Ariel.
I drink the air before me, and return or ere your pulse twice beat.
Exit.
Gonzalo. All torment, trouble, wonder and amazement inhabits here. Some heavenly power guide us out of this fearful country.
Prospero.
Behold, Sir King, the wrong Duke of Milan, Prospero. For more assurance that a living prince does now speak to thee, I embrace thy body, and to thee and thy company I bid a hearty welcome.
Alonso.
Wh year thou beest he or no, or some enchanted trifle to abuse me, as late I have been, I not know, thy pulse beats, as of flesh and blood, and since I saw thee, th affliction of my mind amends, with which, I fear, a madness held me, this must crave, and if this be at all, a most strange story.
Thy dukedom I resign, and do entreat thou pardon me my wrongs.
But how should Prospero be living and be here?
Prospero.
First, noble friend, let me embrace thine age, whose honor cannot be measured or confined.
Gonzalo.
Whether this be or be not, I'll not swear.
Prospero.
You do yet taste some subtleties o' the isle, that will not let you believe things certain.
Welcome, my friends all.
Aside to Sebastian and Antonio. But you, my brace of lords, were I so minded, I here could pluck his highness frown upon you, and justify you traitors. At this time I will tell no tales.
Sebastian.
Aside, the devil speaks in him.
Prospero.
No, for you, most wicked sir, whom to call brother would even infect my mouth, I do forgive thy rankest fault, all of them, and require my dukedom of thee, which perforce I know thou must restore.
Alonso.
If thou beest Prospero, give us particulars of thy preservation, how thou hast met us here, whom 3 hours since were racked upon this shore, where I have lost, how sharp the point of this remembrance is, my dear son Ferdinand.
Prospero.
I am woe for thee, sir.
Alonso.
Irreparable is the loss, and patience says it is past her cure.
Prospero.
I rather think you have not sought her help, of whose soft grace, for the like loss I have her sovereign aid, and rest myself content.
Alonso.
You the like loss.
Prospero.
As great to me, as late, and supportable to make the dear loss, have I means much weaker than you may call to comfort you, for I have lost my daughter.
Alonso.
A daughter? O heavens, that they were living both in Naples, the king and queen there. That they were. I wish myself were mud in that oozy bed where my son lies. When did you lose your daughter?
Prospero.
In this last tempest? I perceive, these lords at this encounter do so much admire that they devour their reason, and scarce think their eyes do offices of truth, their words are natural breath. But howsoe'er you have been just led from your senses, know for certain that I am Prospero, and that very duke which was thrust forth of Milan, who most strangely upon this shore, where you were racked, was landed to be the lordaunt. No more yet of this, for 'tis a chronicle of day by day, not a relation for a breakfast nor befitting this first meeting.
Welcome, sir.
This sells my court. Here have I few attendants, and subjects none abroad. Pray you, look in. My dukedom since you have given me again, I will requite you with as good a thing, at least bring forth a wonder, to content ye as much as me my dukedom. Here Prospero discovers Ferdinand and Miranda playing at chess.
Prospero.
Ferdinand.
Miranda.
Miranda.
Sweet lord, you play me false?
Ferdinand. No, my dearest love, I would not for the world.
Miranda.
Yes, for a score of kingdoms you should wrangle, and I would call it fair play.
Alonso.
If this prove a vision of the island, one dear son shall I twice lose.
Sebastian.
A most high miracle.
Ferdinand.
Though the seas threaten, they are merciful. I have cursed them without cause.
Kneels to Alonso.
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 Now all the blessings of a glad father compass thee about. Arise, and say how thou camest here.
Miranda.
Oh, wonder! How many goodly creatures are there here! How beauteous mankind is! Oh, brave new world that has such people in thee!
Prospero.
'Tis new to thee.
Alonso.
What is this maid, with whom thou wast at play? Your eldest acquaintance cannot be 3 hours. Is she the goddess that hath severed us, and brought us thus together?
Ferdinand.
Sir, she is mortal, but by immortal providence she's mine. I chose her when I could not ask my father for his advice, nor thought I had one. She is daughter to this famous Duke of Milan, of whom so often I have heard renown, but never saw before, of whom I have received a second life, and second father this lady makes him to me.
Alonso.
I am hers. But oh, how oddly will it sound that I must ask my child forgiveness.
Prospero.
There, sir, stop. Let us not burden our remembrances with a heaviness that's gone.
Gonzalo.
I have inly wept, or should have spoke ere this. Look down, you gods, and on this couple drop a blessed crown, for it is you that have chalked forth the way which brought us hither.
Alonso.
I say, amen, Gonzalo.
Gonzalo.
Was Milan thrust from Milan, that his issue should become kings of Naples? Oh, rejoice beyond a common joy, and set it down with gold on lasting pillars. In one voyage did Claribel her husband find at Tunis, and Ferdinand, her brother, found a wife where he himself was lost. Prospero his dukedom in a poor isle, and all of us ourselves, when no man was his own.
Alonso.
To Ferdinand and Miranda. Give me your hands. Let grief and sorrow still embrace his heart that doth not wish you joy.
Gonzalo.
Be it so.
Amen.
Re-enter Ariel with the master, and Bosun amazedly following.
Ariel.
Master.
Bosun.
Oh, look, sir.
Here are more of us.
I prophesied, if a gallows were on land, this fellow could not drown. Now, blasphemy, that swears grace o'erboard, not an oath on shore? Hast thou no mouth by land?
What is the news?
Bosun. The best news is that we have safely found our king and company. The next, our ship,
which but three glasses since we gave out split, is tight and yare, and bravely rigged as when we first put out to sea.
Ariel. Aside to Prospero. Sir, all this service have I done since I went.
Prospero. Aside to Ariel. My tricksy spirit.
Alonso.
These are not natural events. They strengthen from strange to stranger. Say, how came you hither?
Boatswain.
If I did think, sir, I were well awake, I'd strive to tell you. We were dead of sleep, and how, we know not, all clapped under hatches, where, but even now, with strange and several noises of roaring, shrieking, howling, jingling chains, and emo diversity of sounds, all horrible, we were awacked, straightway, at liberty, where we, in all her trim, freshly beheld our royal, good, and gallant ship, our master capering to eye her. On a trice, so please you, even in a dream, were we divided from them, and were brought moping hither.
Ariel. Aside to Prospero. Was't well done?
Prospero. Aside to Ariel. Bravely my diligence.
Thou shalt be free.
Alonso. This is as strange a maze as e'er men trod, and there is in this business more than nature was ever conduct of. Some oracle must rectify our knowledge.
Prospero.
Sir, my liege, do not infest your mind with beating on the strangeness of this business. At pick leisure, which shall be shortly, single I'll resolve you, which to you shall seem probable, of every these happened accidents, till when, be cheerful and think of each thing well.
Aside to Ariel, come hither, spirit, set Caliban and his companions free, untie the spell.
Exit Ariel.
Ariel.
How fares my gracious sir? There are yet missing of your company some few odd lads that you remember not.
Re-enter Ariel driving in Caliban, Stefano and Trinculo in their stolen apparel.
Ariel. Caliban, Stefano.
Trinculo.
Stefano.
Every man shift for all the rest, and let no man take care for himself, for all is but fortune dot, Correggio.
Bully monster, Correggio.
Trinculo.
If these be true spies which I wear in my head, here's a goodly sight.
Caliban.
O Setebos, these be brave spirits indeed.
How fine my master is.
I am afraid he will chastise me.
Sebastian.
Ha ha! What things are these, my lord Antonio? Will money buy them?
Antonio.
Very like. One of them is a plain fish, and no doubt marketable.
Prospero.
Mark but the badges of these men, my lords, then say if they be true. This misshapen knave, his mother was a witch, and one so strong that could control the moon, make flows and ebbs, and deal in her command without her power. These three have robbed me, and this demi-devil, for he's a bastard one, had plotted with them to take my life. Two of these fellows you must know and own. This thing of darkness I acknowledge mine.
Caliban.
I shall be pinched to death.
Alonso.
Is not this Stefano, my drunken butler?
Sebastian.
He is drunk now. Where had he wine?
Alonso.
And Trinculo is reeling ripe. Where should they find this grand liquor that hath gilded him? How camest thou in this pickle?
Trinculo.
I have been in such a pickle since I saw you last that, I fear me, will never out of my bones.
I shall not fear fly blowing.
Sebastian. Why, how now, Stefano?
Stefano.
Oh, touch me not. I am not Stefano, but a cramp.
Prospero.
You'd be king o' the isle, sirrah?
Stefano.
I should have been a sore one then.
Alonso.
This is as strange a thing as e'er I looked on.
Pointing to Caliban.
Caliban.
Prospero.
He is as disproportioned in his manners as in his shape. Go, sirrah, to my cell, take with you your companions. As you look to have my pardon, trim it handsomely.
Caliban.
Aye, that I will, and I'll be wise hereafter, and seek for grace. What a thrice double ass was I, to take this drunkard for a god, and worship this dull fool.
Prospero.
Go to, away.
Alonso.
Hence, and bestow your luggage where you found it.
Sebastian.
Or stole it, rather. Exit Caliban, Stefano and Trinculo.
Caliban, Stefano.
Trinculo.
Prospero.
Sir,
I invite your highness and your train to my purcell, where you shall take your rest for this one night, which, part of it, I'll waste with such discourse as, I not doubt, shall make it go quick away, the story of my life and the particular accidents gone by since I came to this isle, and in the morn I'll bring you to your ship, and so to Naples, where I have hoped to see the nuptial of these our dear beloved solemnized. And thence retire me to my Milan, where every third thought shall be my grave.
Alonso, I long to hear the story of your life, which must take the ear strangely.
Prospero, I'll deliver all, and promise you calm seas, auspicious gales, and sails so expeditious that shall catch your royal fleet far off.
Aside to Ariel, my Ariel, chick, that is thy charge, then to the elements be free, and fare thou well.
Please you draw near.
Exeunt.
Epilogue.
Prospero, now my charms are all o'erthrown, and what strength I have's mine own, which is most faint. Now 'tis true, I must be here confined by you, or sent to Naples.
Let me not, since I have my dukedom got, and pardon the deceiver, dwell in this bare island by your spell, but release me from my bands with the help of your good hands.
Gentle breath of yours my sails must fill, or else my project fails, which was to please.
Now I want spirits to enforce, art to enchant, and my ending is despair, unless I be relieved by prayer, which pierces so that it assaults mercy itself, and frees all faults.
As you from crimes would pardon be, let your indulgence set me free.
Exit.